This is the worst piece of Gomorrah in the Sugya of Shneimerism. Based on this Gomorrah, there's one more sheet of Rishonim that we haven't seen yet in the dialogue between Kodal and Gvara and Yachleku. Tesis Kash and Apes. We saw Tesis on the Rosh. We have a vague idea of Rashi, but the Iker is a Rivon and Baba Vasa. Whole Tesis Baba Vasa is a Chur Pshat that we're going to learn tomorrow inside. And with that, we'll be mashlim the Toshim Peivov, the first part of the Parak Rishonim. And obviously, once we do the Rival, chazer over everything we did till now. But the Rival is a whole sheet that's based on this Gemara, as we're going to see. We're going to start the famous sugya of Rukhiya Kamaisa. It's the Rukhiya, this is the Kamaisa. Rukhiya Kamaisa, without question, some few of you are complaining, Mike among them, that sugis are very hard. So I said to him, if you think that this is bad, wait to get to Rukhiya Kamaisa. This is a walk in the park compared to what's coming up. What? I am Yahish Dalam always, because I only want the best. If you don't want, get out now, yeah? We're going to start with Rukhiya Kamaisa on Thursday. Sunday there won't be Shem, and then Monday we'll continue with Rukhiya Kamaisa. But I want to get deep into Rukhiya Kamaisa on Thursday. We're going to make a start. It's the second part of Shnayim Erzin, which is going to take us the next month or so. The sugis are sure. So it's an opportunity. It's the only time you're going to probably learn it. Unless you go to a shtark or lomdish or krella that learn such a shvus. But taking for granted that many of you won't, for all types of reasons. So this is the opportunity now, the next few weeks, to learn properly the sugis, shvus, where the mixer, shvus, edefa, shvus, hesis, kefir, as we're going to see, it's fascinating. Hard. Zakti Gemara. Later, my season, the Laker of Yeshua isn't carefully now making major hisophis to everything he's worked about the last few weeks. Zakti Gemara. Later, my season, the Laker of Yeshua. Avish doesn't say Laker of Yeshua. Laker of Yeshua. Rashi brings down over here our old friend Marashlishi. Yeshua is very stringent over there in the story of Marashlishi. One gave 100, one gave 200, they're fighting about the 300. Yeshua says you don't get anything. Then we see like a basic I'm get my history Rama, we don't give the Rama anything. So the Gemara at this point held that when the guys have had the Rama, we don't give you anything, even what's Vada yours. Because in our Mishnah, at this point the Gemara held the guys have had the Rama, so they're lying, so we don't give them anything, that's the Gemara's kasha. Second Gemara, El Mai Rabbanon, and who's the Shemba, the Rabbanon over there? Why is Rabbanon also Shev? Says the Gemara, Rabbanon are not much better. It's true that Rabbanon don't cancel you on the Vat $100 that's yours, but on the $300 they say Yemunach. It's why over here do we split the $100? We say Yemunach. What's the difference between the $100 over there, the $300, the Mana Shlishi, where Rabbanon say Yemunach and over here not? Everything Gemara, hi, Mai. But the Rabbanon have a test. Yeah, Rabbanon, 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 Hosn, Rabbanon, 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 over there, for sure belongs to one of them. Rabbanon, 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 over here could be both of them. Rabbanon, 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 over there where we don't even give you the $100 that's for sure yours. Rabbanon, 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 over here could belong to one of them. Like Kolshkin, Rabbanon, we're not going to give it to you. That means we don't even know. Says in my first time, Rabbi Yosef, Father Igarama, Hachmi made Igarama. Every time I have had the other Yagur, that's the Maskana of the Gemara. That's the Teretz. Over here, there's no Vadi Rama because they both picked it up together. So the Gemara is the steer according to Rabbi Yosef, a very sharp steer that over there. When a guy's a Vadi Rama, it's Mamish. We don't give you anything. We don't even give you what's not even a Sufik. It's Koshkin over here, where it's a Sufik. And he wants to see according to Rabbanon on the third month. Why in the third month over there we say Yemunach and Rabbi Yosef? The Chayra. The Gemara says two different Terutzim. One Terutz for the Rabbanon and one Terutz for Rabbi Yosef. And then the Terutz over here is Medayik. That the Gemara changes the Lashon when it brings the Terutz of the Rabbanon, when it brings the Terutz of Rabbi Yosef. When the Gemara brings the Terutz of Rabbanon, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? It could be both of them. It could be that They both picked it up together. It could be one guy born off the other guy. It could be all types of possibilities, how it's possible that it could be both of them. But Mana Shlishi, it's not possible, because nobody goes and takes a Mana Shlishi of somebody else when you make a picnic. When the war brings the Teres by Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says different lashon. The Gemara says, maybe they both picked it up together. Did you notice the switch? In the Teres on the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, it could be both of them. In the Teres on Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, no, because maybe they both picked it up together. Explain to Rabbeinu Peretz over here. And I'm saying Pshat, Rabbeinu Peretz is in a dress. Pshat Zazay. According to Rabbanan, the Gemara Sakashin said, why do I ask you to Yachleku? And over there, you say, Yemanach, what's that? May I? Says the Gemara, according to Tosfos and Rabbeinu Zalman Aleph, we're starting to pull things together now. He said, cool, Chaluk Yachleku Yachleku. Well, Shpat Chaluk Yachleku Yachleku. We only do a Chaluk when it could be Emes. Over there, it's not Emes. Why over here is it Emes? So the Gemara says, it could be both of them. It could be both of them. Remember, we were Medaik and Tosfos and Rabbeinu Zalman Aleph that the rule of Chaluk Yachleku Yachleku is totally reality. Could it be possible that the talis belongs to both of them? Yeah, there's many possibilities. It could be they both picked it up together. It could be one guy bought it off the other. It could be they needed it half-half. I can give you a broad spectrum of possibilities how they both own it. So all the Gemara has to say is, the Gemara doesn't have to, all the Gemara has to say is, Iko lemeir tavayu. It's a chalukah sheyichol liyazemis. So according to Rabbanan, we're saying a rule in the world of chalukas. Why over here do you do chalukah, over there you do mana shlishi? Remember Tosfos had it on, mana shlishi is also called shnayim erezim, but that's not important now. The Gemara says a rule. Because in order to do a chalukah, over here the Gemara introduced a new rule in chalukas. We didn't know this till now. In order to do a chalukah, it has to be chalukah liyazemis, and that's what it means. That's what the Gemara means. Ikol meimer tabayu. It could be both of them. It's a Chol Yosemis. By the way, you want to know how it could be both of them? I told you, with two people coming holding a talis, I can give you 10 possibilities how it's half-half. Now shake it over there. It's not Chol Yosemis. Like I speak out on that base. When the guys give them one shlishi, they don't buy it off each other. So according to the Rabbanon, the Yosoid is the Yosoid in Hilchus Chol Yosemis, and that's why the Gemara is not Meirich. Now shake it, according to Rabbi Yossi, the situation is much more severe. Rabbi Yossi holds that we can't set the guy. Rabbi Yossi holds that when the guy's a Vade Ramai, we can't tell the guy, what's he going to say now? That there's a possibility that they both could have half, that's in the reality world. Well, the reality could be they both have half. But imagine they're both liars. One gets it crucially, one gets it crucially. Rabbi Yossi says, when you're Vade Ramai, we don't give you. I want them to stop and realize what I just said. What's the Moskashi? Moskashi is, if you're looking for Chalukah Yechayla Liyazemis, it's enough the Lashon of the Gemara, Ikalameima Tavayu. Ikalameima. But according to Rabbi Yossi, holds them when a guy's a Vade liar, we don't give you anything. Over here, the guy's a Vade Ramai. Ikal Amei Mitzvah, it could be, but he lied. He said, Kulishli. Says the Gemara Chiddush, no, they're not liars. Why? Because it could be over here. Bahadi Adadeh Gbura. What's Bahadi Adadeh Gbura mean? Bahadi Adadeh Gbura means that they both picked it up together. Okay? And therefore, you're not a Vade liar, you made a mistake. That's why the Rabbeinu Peretz speaks out, the Gemara changes the Lashon. When Tumah talks about the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, the Ikal Meima B'Tavayu. It could be, it's both of them, because all I need is Chaluk Yichol HaZemes. And Rabbi Yossi is not enough. And Rabbi Yossi is not enough that it's a Chaluk Yichol HaZemes. Rabbi Yossi holds whenever we catch a guy lying, we don't give him anything, even that which is his. Koshkin, that which is not his. The answer is, oh, here, not about the Rame. Why? Because they aim about it, but maybe they both picked it up together. I'm repeating, I'm stressing. For the Teretz on the Rabbanan, I don't need to say they both picked it up together. For the Teretz on the Rabbanan, I need to say they both picked it up together. It's enough that it could be half-half. They didn't pick it up together. One guy bought it from the other guy afterwards. The guy gave it afterwards. B'chulu. In the Rabbi Yossi, I have no choice. Rabbi Yossi says the guy's a Vade Ramai. You said Kulishli. No, you made a mistake. Because it could be they both picked it up together and you made a mistake and you're not a Vade Ramai. That's the shinui between the two Terutzim. And we have two sets of rules. According to Rabbanan, they don't hold up Knas Bafal, but they hold the rule of Kul Chalik Yichol HaZemes. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's what it called. At Tanim. Rabbi Seinu taught us that Rashi had a different shot in this Gemara. In the Seder HaPshat, first of all, okay, before Lomtus. In the Seder HaPshat, Rashi had a different shot in this Gemara. Well, like Rashi says in the Beis Amad Aleph, on the bottom, famous Rashi. Now the Oyel knows it's a famous Rashi. Rashi dropped a bomb. Rashi dropped a bomb and said that if a guy says, Shnei Rez and Metaldez, and instead of saying, Animetz Asiyah, or I bought it, you bought it, The guy came along and said, Anirakti, I needed it, you needed it. The guy's a Vada Rami, there's no one for a mistake there. Drop Rashi, a bomb, and you bail him an alta famous Rashi. That by Schneider, it's a metallus. If you're Vada Rami, you don't get hold of him. So, Fekta Tays of Rosh, that he asked you to see today. Fekta Tays of Rosh, a simple, brutal kasha. Fekta Tays of Rosh, that's okay, you see. The Bundle don't hold up, I'll give you those honest. The Bundle don't hold up, Vada Rami, excuse me. The Bundle don't hold up, Vada Rami. What does Tays of Rosh push back, right? What does Tays of Rosh do? Tays of Rosh gave a push back and said, wait, Vada Rami? I haven't gone out of game, that's okay, you see. The only person who holds in Bum to see that there's a concept called Vade Rame, we punish you, okay, we don't give you, whatever it is, that's too easy. Everyone don't hold the Vade Rame. Everyone don't hold such a concept of Chal. How did we wind up giving it also a different set of rules? I'm going now with the Diak of the Vayner Peretz. The Gemara said a different set of rules. The Gemara didn't say the guy made a mistake and the guy's not a Vade Rame. The Gemara said a different set of rules. Chal, because of the Zembis. Equal Amen with Havayu, right? Different set of rules. So the Tosfos HaRosh raised his eyebrows at Rashi and said, What are you throwing us in the Vada Rami? That's a crazy. We don't pass on like a busy, pass on like the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon don't hold up these set of Vada Rami, the Rabbanon hold up a different set of rules. And he brings a raya from the Shnei Raduk and Bishtar. Two guys holding on to a star. One guy says, I paid up the law, the other guy says, didn't pay up the law. Over there, Vada Lai, there's no marker for a mistake. Either you paid or you didn't pay. And over there, we say, Yachleku. It's a raya. That's the Rabbanon, not Rabbi Yasi. Isaiah took the place of Rosh, a blunt kasha on Rashi. How could Rashi come along and say, Vada Rami? When the Gemara says a different set of rules, and I'm saying even Shtar creates Midurik and the Gemara a different set of rules. It's Midurik and the Gemara a different set of rules. It's Niflum Word. Comes on Rabbi Kivager that I asked you to see today. Comes on Rabbi Kivager in a very short and precise Rabbi Kivager. Comes on Rabbi Kivager, and Rabbi Kivager says that the Tais Rosh is a very nice kasha. He's right, but he's wrong. And he says what Rashi held. By the way, the Nachos David says the same thing, word for word, Rabbi Kivager says. I didn't point it out to you this morning because it's in the middle of his typically long shtiklach. In the middle of a very long shtickle on the base, the Nachos David says word for word. It means 10 words per word. For every word of Rabbi Kivager, the Nachos David says 10 words. But he says he's very lengthy sefer. His Nachos Talmud of Chaim Balozhin, you do it. It's a basic sefer. We're going to use the Nachos David a lot as the man goes on. But the Nachos David says Barichos, the same thing Rabbi Kivager says in two lines. Rabbi Kivager says, look, listen to what he says. The Gemara originally asked a steer on the Rabbanon. Why have you heard Yachleku? So the Gemara says that Chaluk Yachleku is Amos. Aimer the Tavayu, it could be both guys. But then the Gemara says a steer on the Rabbanon. Now watch what I'm going to say now. I want to expand what Rabbi Kivager said. The Gemara at this point didn't know that there's a possibility of maybe they both picked it up together. When two people say, I say Kula Shali, we don't say they made a mistake. But they made a mistake, maybe they both picked it up together and they're both making a mistake. That's a far-fetched sach. So, Kol's man, the Gemara had a steer under a bonon, and the Gemara said, the Lake Rabbi Yasi, he can't stay with Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi toch a mega knas, right? If he can't stay with Rabbi Yasi, he can only stay with Rabbanon. So I say a local terrorist in the Rabbanon. What's a local terrorist in the Rabbanon? Chalukah Chalukah Yasam is Kimidur. But the minute that the Gemara attempted to come along and say a terrorist in the Rabbi Yasi, that what? Was the Gemara's Teretz in Rabbi Yosi? The Gemara's Teretz in Rabbi Yosi was what? Was that, yeah, you hold the Kanasa, why don't you cancel over here? Because, okay, the guy's not a Vada Rami. So the chilek between that mission and that mission over there is over there you're a Vada Rami, so a Vada we cancel you, and over here you're not a Vada Rami, so we don't cancel. Why were you not a Vada Rami? The guy said Kula Shali. The answer is maybe he made a mistake. Says Rabbi Kivager, once the Gemara came up with the Zah possibility that our mission is not a Vada Rami, I don't need the Teretz like the Rabbanon. Now I have a new Teretz on the Rabbanon. Over there we do Yehemunach because it's a Vade Rami. And over there you're not a Vade Rami, so we do Yachlik. I said, what's the Machlik is a Yehemunach and the Rabbanon? How far do we punish you on Vade Rami? Rabbanon hold, we only punish you on Vade Rami on what? Rabbanon hold, we only punish you on Vade Rami on what? On the 100. And Rabbezi went even further and went weiter and he said, we punish you even on $100. That's Vade Yos. We want to do the Knas all the way. The Mela says, Rabbi Kivager, I don't know what he's talking about. What are you attacking Rashi for? Rashi said that Vaday Ramai is like everybody doesn't get Yachleku. Where is it? The Gemara doesn't give him all. The Gemara said a chalik between Yehemunach and Manash Lishin and Mishnah, correct? I think Molad Rabbanon said a different chalik. That was only Kol's man, the Gemara said, the Lord of Rabbi Yasi. Kol's man, the Gemara couldn't find the territory of Rabbi Yasi. Kol's man, the Gemara couldn't find the reason why there it's a Vaday Ramai and here it's not. So the Gemara had no choice but to go with the rule of Chaluk Yichalei Yosemis. Now that the Gemara was mechadish, the deer is a Vada Rami, and here it's not, I can say the same terrors for the Rabbanon. You know, over there, it's Emunach, the guy's a Vada Rami. We don't give Vada Rami anything. Over here, it's not a Vada Rami. He made a mistake. Aye, so why don't you cancel the guy on everything? Rabbi Yom didn't hold such a vital canas. Yes, he said, we cancel the guy even on the extra $100. Mele, since we keep making brothers, it's a beautiful teretz, no? Once the Gemara said a teretz, a chelik aliba de Rabbi Yossi, why do we have to go say a new teretz on the Rabbanon? Once the Gemara said a chelik, the Gemara in the beginning didn't know that over here it could be aim of a hadi adadig bo. I'm quoting Rabbi Kivager. The Gemara didn't know there's a possibility. The Gemara didn't know there's a possibility. The Gemara said adadig Rabbi Yossi, correct? But once the Gemara was mechadish, that there's a possibility that over here you're not a Vada Ramai because Emer, Bahadi, Adai, maybe they both picked it up together. So then the same time, it's Emer Biasik, it's Emer Rabbanan. Over here you don't do Chalukah because it's a Vada Ramai we don't give. Over here the guy's not a Vada Ramai. Gendik. And that was a simple Tarek. You want to hold the test. Why would it be a Chalukah over here, over there, here, and you're not answering? Because here the guy's a Vada Ramai. Here the guy's not a Vada Ramai. Why don't you answer that to begin with? Because in the beginning didn't know this chiddish of Emer, Bahadi, Adai, Akwa. But once the Gemara, and that's why the Gemara said a different teretz of Chalukah Chayli Yosemes of Ema de Tabayu. But once the Gemara was Machadish that it could stim with Rabbi Yossi, why should I go make a new Machalikis of Yossi and the Rabbanon? Why should I go make, if the teretz works for Rabbi Yossi, it works for the Rabbanon also. Just like Rabbanon limited the knas of Vada Rami. The Gemara says the guys of Vada Rami, we're not going to give you the money. But what's Vada yours is yours. Rabbi Yossi even argued on that. That's Nifla Mo'ori, Lamita Shotayra, says it B'Kiveg and the Nachos David. That Rashi and Abayz and Aleph is a carbon copy of this Gemara, but it's more than a carbon copy of this Gemara. The Rashi and Abayz and Aleph, the famous Rashi that says that by Vada Rami you don't get Yachleku, is this Gemara. This Gemara says only according to Rabbi Yossi says the Tosfos Rosh, that's not the meaning of the Gemara. But once the Gemara answered by Rabbi Yossi, then we don't need a teretz of the Rabbanon. And there's no cloud called Chalukah Chayli Yosemes, it falls off. Afkan. So this is Pshat Gemara. So Maskanas Gemara, what are the rules? According to Taisus and Taisus of Rosh Beta Peretz, according to the Rabbanon, they don't hold the Kanas Bachal. They don't hold the Vader Ram Bachal, they hold the rules of Chalukah Chayli Yosemes. But if you see, there's a rule of Vader Ramai. According to Rashi, according to Rabbi Kivayik, or Nachas David, Maskanas HaGemara, everybody holds that Vader Ramai, you don't get Yachalukah, and that's the Teretz, Amon HaShlishi, that's Nifl Moed Mamash. And this is, by the way, a Hakdoma to the big raid in the Rivadiyah tomorrow. Okay, slowly. We said a different Shana Rashi, that remembers. We said a different Shana Rashi, that pays them at all to answer the Kasha of the Taisus of Rosh. What do we answer? That Avada Rashi doesn't mean the problem is because you're Avada Rami, because you're Avada lying. That's not the problem. The problem is Chalukah Chayli Yosemes. Because we hit it a Kanech, the Chalukah Chayli Yosemes has to be within your tainus. It has to be the feet tainus saying. I mean, it's not a vote of Knas, it's not a vote of Ramai. The Ikkar is it has to be the feet tainus saying. I mean, since you said I needed it, so it's true, it could be theoretically. Theoretically, it could be that it's half-half, but since Lamais, it could be you needed half, but since Lamais, the fee your time is not marking for a mistake. So we don't consider a Chalukah that's not the fee time the same, in which case Rashi does mean some sort of Vart of Chalukah Chalasemes, he doesn't mean the Knas of Rabbi Yossi. Those are the two Drochem in Rashi over there. That's Aleph. Okay, that's clear. That's very clear. Nukuda number two, Zakti Gumar Vaita. So the Gumar brings the second Teretz, and the Gumar slugs it up. Frekdi Gemara, I want to bring out now a very powerful Zach, one of the most important things this man. Frekdi Gemara, Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Yossi, Pasim Gabi Chimboni, Alpin Kosar, Diktoni, Zenishba Benetel, Zenishba Benetel, Maishna de la Rina, Nafkila, Wainer Balabais, Yemunach, Jovel, Yoda, Bavadi, Karame. I want to put this cash of the Gemara under a microscope. Frekdi Gemara, I have a din. What did Chavani Apikose? Chavani Apikose is that a guy worked for me, and I told him, go take from the store your pay. So he comes along and says, I didn't get my pay me. The storekeeper says, I gave it. The din is that both of them can swear and they get their money, slowly. Why? It's not our topic now. Each one has a different reason. The one who worked has a chiyuv to get what he worked for, because he worked the whole day, so you have to give him. The Chepani also has a Rabbana Mekin to give an emanus, because otherwise the Chepani relied on you that you're going to trust him when he says, okay? The bottom line is that this guy's in double problem. Both guys come and they get the money, they both swear and they get it. By the way, in parentheses, the Gemara does not ask why is that the din over there. Where it's a different kasha. The Gemara says, there's a Vada Ramai. Now you notice the Gemara says, Bein the Rabbanon, Bein the Rabbi Yossi, he's a Vada Ramai. Did you notice that? Is like this. The Rabbi Yossi, I understand the guy's a Vada Ramai. What's the kasha for the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon don't hold a Vada Ramai. The Rabbanon don't hold a Klal Vada Ramai. What's the Gemara asking Chavani? Because you're a Vada Ramai, the Rabbi Yossi, I understand you're a Vada Ramai. If you're the Rabbanon, you're not a Vada Ramai. So if you Rashi, if you Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's a yantav. This is a makor to Rabbi Kiva Eger Shana Rashi. Don't chop this money. The Gemara is a kasha. Siler, Siler, the bono, what do you have on every kosa? It's a scam. You're paying 100 to each guy. It's a Vade Ramai. Why are you using the lotion of Vade Ramai? There wasn't a whole lot of klal Vade Ramai. So according to Rabbi Kiva Eger Shana Rashi, it's Niflamoid. Gevaldik. Niflamoid, mamish. When a guy's a Vade Ramai, we don't give you over there. You're a Vade Ramai. Isn't that beautiful? I, one of them, all the Vade Ramai, that was before the Gemara's Teretz RBAC. After the Gemara ends at RBAC, they would also agree to the Chilak of Vade Ramai, not Ramai. By the way, it's Kamat of a Forsh or Gemara, like Rabbi Kiva Eger's Pshat and Rashi, that Sayyid RBAC, Sayyid Rabbana, hold of the rule of Vade Ramai. That's what the Gemara says. The Bechan Vade Apikasa, you're a Vade Ramai. They don't notice this. It's a Shak and Gemara. But according to Taisvis, the Lashon is very shver. According to Taisvis, the Lashon is very, very shver. What do you mean, Vade Ramai? According to Taisvis, Rabbi Yossi holds Vade Ramai. According to Rabbanan, it's not a Klal Vade Ramai. It's a Klal for Kikol HaSemes. So what's the Lashon of Bein Rabbi Yossi, Bein the Rabbanan, it's a Vade Ramai? Tzorachin, I don't have a Teretz. Tzorachin, I don't have a Teretz. What's the Lashon of Vade Ramai according to Rabbanan? Loi, Rashi, Loi, Yuki, Vager. The Maskanos, like Gemara, everybody agrees that the Chilek between here and there is Vade Ramai. So the Gemara's Niflamoi. Bein Rabbi Yossi, Bein the Rabbanan. And what do you have because it's a Vade Ramai. It's Vavashi Yom Tov, it's Gevaldik. But according to Taisus and Rabbeinu Peretz will stick to their guns. And the Taisus of Rosh, who attacks Rashi, and he says that the Klal of Vade Ramai is only according to Rabbi Yossi, not according to Rabbanan. So what's the Lashon of Vade Ramai? I don't know. But I want to talk about the content. Well, what is the Kasha? Well, let's see. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Kasha is... So according to Rashi, the Kiveg is beautiful, okay? But Taisus doesn't hold it. Taisus were foolish. And all the Rishonim, by the way, hold that Rabbanan don't hold the Vade Ramai. Only Rabbi Yossi. That's Rashi representing all the school of all the Rishonim who attacked Rashi. So what does the Gemara mean over here? The Gemara means it like this. Like Rabbi Yossi, the Kasha is what? Vade Ramai, the guy's for sure lying. How can you give him? And what's the Kasha according to Rabbana? And what's the Kasha according to Rabbana? Sorry, but the Gemara says, Bein Rabbi Yossi, I'm going to ignore the Lashon of the Gemara, okay? I'm going to ignore the Lashon of the Gemara. But what is the Kasha? Like Rabbi Yossi, the Kasha is in Vade Ramai. Vade Ramai we don't give. And according to Rabbana, what's the Kasha? What's the kasha of every kosher? Bein Rabbi Yossi, Bein Rabbanan. Is if Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi both agree to the klal of Vade Ramai, not Vade Ramai, like we can make, it's fine. The most guys both. But according to Taisus and all the Rishonim, all that led to Rabbanan, we don't hold the Vade Ramai. There's only a klal called Chalukah of Chalukah Zemes. So we'll ignore the lashon of the Gemara, but I want to talk about the content. The Gemara is a kasha, Bein Rabbi Yossi, Bein Rabbanan. So basically the cash is very geschmack, because of one guy lawyer. One guy's control lying. Either the guy paid or the guy didn't pay. But according to Rabbanan, what's the cash? You have to say what the cash is, you hold up. What's the obvious cash effect on Lachum in the same as Sheikh Chloe? We're not doing chalukah over there. Over there we're not doing a chalukah. Over there we're giving each guy $100. So what's the chalukah of the Zemes? Anybody got this cash this morning? I don't know what you mean. I'm asking Akasha. Gemara walks out of our Gemara. Set a teretz l'rabbanan. Set a teretz l'rabbi. When I say the word teretz, I'm saying Gemara says a set of rules. So Gemara says that have Akasha set l'rabbanan set l'rabbi. So you're v'adarami. So let Ruki Vegel Rashi it's nifl l'moy because Rashi holds when you're v'adarami you don't get. Okay, finished. But according to Taisus and all the Rishonim with the v'adarami you do get, and the klal according to rabbanan is a klal and nichlu goes emes. So what do you ask me for chetvay avikasa? What is nachaluka? What's Akasha? Why are you making face at me so quickly? I'm sensitive. What? I don't know, what did you say? What did you say this morning?
Doesn't make sense.
Oh, so I have to pick up the grade here. I'm looking over here, Stoltebeck, that in this Gemara there's a revolutionary understanding of what Anachalik Melosambus means. Up till this second, I could have learned that the Yisod of Enech Chalukah Kol HaZemes means Tzalokh in Chalukah. I'll say it very sharp how I could have learned till this Gemara. My Rabbi says, according to Taisus, for example, why do we give each guy half? We give each guy half because Anan Tzadi, we take on the half is yours. Says the Gemara, what happens if it's Enech Chalukah Kol HaZemes? Can't be Emes. I say it very clear. I always had a big tzad, a big yetzahara, and this is what Nachman spoke about in his famous Sheikh Chloe. I always had a big tzad to learn that any chalukah zemes means when the chalukah can't be emes, I'm not motivated to pass in chalukah. It's a problem with the chalukah, but I give each guy half. It can't be emes. So what's the problem with giving each guy half? It's a chalukah problem. I repeat. It's not a problem, what I call bekum vaseh. It's not a positive problem, like you can't give. It's a chalukah problem. I'm not motivated to do chalukah with a chalukah. It can't be emes. I'm looking for some sort of emes. I'm looking for a possibility of emes. I'm looking for an ansadi. I'm looking for something. If it can't be emes, I'm not motivated to give a guy a half. It can't be emes. If it could be emes, then it's a resolution of the suffix. If it can't be emes, it's not a resolution of the half. I repeat again. I could have learned, I would have learned, I should have learned that the pshat of Enech Lukas is a chalukah vort. That when you want to give each guy half, it has to be that there's a reasonable possibility that that's it. It means it's a chnai in chalukah. You want to give each guy half, which I've been saying the last few days is a little bit of an unreasonable pshat. So the answer is there a possibility that it could be? So then it's a reasonable pshat. If it can't be, it can't be. And maybe Yovin, if that's the pshat, and you'll agree that maybe that's the pshat of pshat, then this gemara doesn't make any sense. Why do you ask me for chavani apikasa? I said again, the Gemara didn't ask why each guy gets $100. The Gemara understand that each guy gets $100. Why is this Gemara kasha, vade rame? I don't understand. Over there, we're not doing chalukah. For some reason, he has a right to get 100, and for some reason, he has a right to get 100, correct? So what's the kasha? I'm doing chalukah. If the word is I'm doing chalukah, which is an unreasonable psak. So I say, listen, I'm only going to do a chalukah when there's a reasonable chance that it could be Danis. Right? Over there, the psak is not chalukah. Over there, the psak is a different psak. Why the psak over there is that each guy can get scam the guy for $100 is not our topic now. But that's the din. So what's the problem? You're not motivated to do chalukah. You're not doing chalukah anyway. You're giving each guy $100. So when he told me, I'm only going to do chalukah when the chalukah could be emes. That's a chalukah part. That's an internal chalukah, but chalukah psak, which is a funny psak, has a psak suffix. We're only going to do it. In reality, it could be it's true. Over there, we're not doing psak chalukah over there.
It's funny because it's true.
You know, because but the chalukah is not true. Again, that means I'm not motivated to give you half. I don't have to see, but it's not the right psak in such a case. That's what I'm saying. Not because it's not true. I say a chalukah svar, very internal chalukah svar. You halay, we know already now. We're educated. We're a month into this man. Can you imagine how time flies when you're having a good time? The it's not that we believe, yeah. That we're holding already here, we know that chalukah is not a great psak. I'm going to do chalukah when there's some emes to chalukah. Over there, that you give each guy 100 is for external reasons. Each guy has the right to get 100 for his own reasons. You understand? So the pashut shat in chalukah chalas emes, you'll agree with me, is that to go do this funny psak of cutting the zach in half, there has to be emes of motivation for it. If that's true, then there's no kasha for Erech Lukach Chalas Emes. But this is a raya, that din of Erech Lukach Chalas Emes is not a din that I don't have a motivation to do yachlekul. I have a motivation to do yachlekul. Just, I can't do krum lezachim. Bezin doesn't do things which are intrinsically sheker. We're not going to reward a guy who's sheker. We're not going to do sheker. We're not going to go along with a sheker. And that could apply saibai chalukah. And that could apply saibai chavoy apikasa. That means it's out there. This is, by the way, a major, major crossroads in our understandings of chalukah chalas emes. There's a new clock called the chalukah chalas emes, okay? Does it mean that it's a chalukah svara? That the specific psak of sofik, which resolves a suffix by doing chalukah, was only said b'makom where the chalukah could be true, in which case there's no kasha k'chavoni apikasa, I'm resolving the suffix in a different way. By chavoni apikasa, I'm resolving the suffix a different way. I'm resolving the suffix by saying you get and you get. The Gemara didn't ask a kasha why each guy gets 100, you can do chalukah. That's not what the Gemara asked. The Gemara said there's a little problem with Balei Rabbi. The Etzim Sak is what it called. The Fiza. So the Yisayid Advarim is that we don't do Kribazachim. It means it's not the pshat that chalukah wasn't said b'makah in chalukah was emes. We don't say a psak b'makah where it's going to be sheker, where it's not going to be emes. And the Gemara said that applies by this case also. One second. If you hold this raid, I want to end off this part before we see the revolt tomorrow, which is the final piece of the puzzle here. I want to end off with a shocking kasha, which ties together everything I've said the whole last week, this week and last week. Listen carefully. I have a kushya nerav ayuma mamish. We never heard before such a kasha. I'm not shocked about it. Watch. I will divide the kasha into two parts. The Gemara here says, let's play it innocent, okay? The Gemara here says that according to Rabbanim, there's a Yisayit called what? Chalukah Chalas Emes. It has to be true. Klal. Vic tastes a cash on that base. Watch what I'm going to ask now. It's a cash you all should have had. Vic tastes on that base of an olive. I don't understand. You tell me a rule that we never do Yachleku, where it's an MS, we don't do Kroma Zachin? Have a Sumkus. Sumkus says Yachleku. In the story of Shoshana Yachleku Chesapar, it's Ein Achleku Chesapar. Do you remember this kasha? You remember this kasha? Fectasis Astira. The Gemara over here in the Gimel Lamed Aleph, he is a kasha on the Gemara, said that we don't do Chalukah with Yachleku Chesapar, right? And the Gemara sticks with that. Sumkus holds, you do Yachleku. I don't care why Sumkus holds, you do Yachleku. He does Yachleku because he doesn't hold the Mosek Chesapar. It's not our business. That was the previous story. Sumkus holds, you do Yachleku in the case of Shoshana Yachleku. It's Ein Achleku Chesapar. It's not half, it's not $500. Either the baby died before, the baby died afterwards. What if Tosfos answer to the kasha? This is, by the way, one of the main kashas in Steinbergson, as we finish this piece, as we get to the close of this. Why over here, basically a kasha on a Gemara here. Gemara says you don't do Yachleku, because Yachleku is in the world of Tosfos, the way Tosfos is the Rosh Hashanah parents. So why is Sumchus who says Yachleku, even in a case of Tosfos, it's Yachleku Chesapar. Either the Obra died before, the Obra died afterwards. What if Tosfos answer? Tosfos answered, oh, is a Muridika time for the Chazis. What if Tosfos answer? What if Tosfos answer? Over there it's a different Chalukah of a Jeta cup, right? Over there it's a different Chalukah. Over there it's a Blita of a Zeviye Sophic. Over there we don't care if it's Ebbets or not. It's a Mecca Sophic. I'll use the lotion that they use in the yeshivas. The Sophic itself gives you half. It's a real Sophic. It's a real Sophic. The Sophic itself is a natural Sophic meets the state of affairs. So why do you get half? What do I care if it's Ebbets or not Ebbets? But over here, where it's not us, it's only Sophic Machas the Tainus. So we're looking for the Ebbets. We're trying to get to the Ebbets. And if it was Ebbets, that's what he said, right? Murai Vera Boisai. Could Rashi hold to that terms? Murai Vera Boisai. Could Rashi hold to that terms? What? Murai Vera Boisai. Could Rashi hold to that terms? Why not? What? Because of Rashi in that form. But say Shafra. Say Shafra. Say better. Because Rashi holds, first of all, he holds that our sugya is a sugya of Sumchus. Said bluntly and blunt. Halarashi said that the case of Shnayim Eretz and Metallus is a case of Sumchus. How do I know that, by the way? So Rabbi Mike said that Rashi and Avov compared to Sumchus. That's true, but I have a whole Gemara here. The Gemara said that the Shvur, remember our old friend? I forgot it already? Just yesterday. The Gemara said that the Shvur of our Mishnah, which is Hametzah V'Vayah, is totally Machlekes Avuh, so is Rabbanan. And I asked, I said, Rabbi Yehuda Al-Makula, Sumchus and Abona, where does Sumchus come into our Mishnah? Sumchus only said by Jerah the Moin, because we have Suffolk. Over here, it's not like that, right? What do you answer? Rashi Dapo. Rashi holds that Sumchus is, watch what I'm going to say now, I'm saying big Ray. This is Yiddishkeit itself. Sumchus holds, whenever you have a Suffolk, I say Yachleiku. Whenever I have a Suffolk, I say Yachleiku. Whenever I have a Suffolk, I say Yachleiku. What's called a Suffolk? Two guys holding on to a Talis. Shoshanagur Chesapar. That's called a Suffolk. It's all the same. And that's why the Gemara by us introduced Machlekes Sumchus Rabbanan into our sugya. That's what Rashi and Avov says. When two guys hold on to a talis, it's not much like Shoshana Rashi. Okay. There's another Mefarsh Rashi that I didn't show you yet. We'll get to it. Shavat Tavakasha. Why over here is it Nechalik Kol HaSemes and here not? The Gemara here says, Lech Rabbanan, you need Nechalik Kol HaSemes. What? So what's the difference between why about Ani Yerektir? We don't give you half. Every case of Sumchus is any erect here. It can't be Emes. Watch. Watch what I'm going to say now. He appreciates the kasha. He never heard of that kasha for him.
The whole time about any erect here is that
one
of them flying.
Okay.
Like,
and Sumchus
is the line there.
What do you mean? We'll see. We'll talk. But so what? So what? But. We'll talk about that. Okay. The Sumchus don't have a Bari Bari also, by the way. Yeah, we'll go on to tell the Sumchus don't have a Bari Bari, okay, also. And that's Pashto, by the way. So then they didn't help me, right? Sumchus said it didn't even buy when you're Vada Rame also, okay? Remember, that's on this Kasha. Amazing Akasha and Rashi that Sumchus and our Mishnah are identical. So why is this? It's like this. I'm going to make a judgment a little bit over here. The COVID, this Kasha. Kasha itself is a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. A Kasha is a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. Let's see. If Rashi meant, yeah, The wicked fisherman, the little fisherman over here, I'll tell you a chief of horde I once heard from our boss to help out a little bit here. A little bit. Listen carefully. Nechzi Anan, let's see. If the pshat of Rashi, why Vade Rama is no good, if the pshat of Rashi, because Vade Rama is no good, because you need a chalukri chalas emes, the fear of tainus. I mean, it's not enough that it's reality, it has to be the fear of tainus. So in the case of Shoshan Dagh HaZabur, it's not chalukri chalas emes at all. I don't have a terrors on the kasha. You know that? I don't have a terrors on the kasha. If Rashi and the Beis meant that by Vade Rama, the reason why you don't get chalukri is because ain't have chalukri chalas emes. You need chalukri chalas, Rashi, eat it on a knesh, it's not enough. In reality, it has to be the fear of tainus. And by the Iraqi, it's not. But you need chalukri chalas emes. So Shoshan Dagh HaZabur is not chalukri chalas emes. What do you mean 500 or 500? Either the baby died before, the baby died after. It's a no-brainer. So if Rashi meant to say that Vaday Rama, you don't get chalukri is because it's ain't chalukri chalas emes, then I have a kasha from Sumchus doesn't have a test. So why buy chalukri by Sumchus? You give half if it's ain't chalukri chalas emes. You'll tell me Sumchus is a different type of suffix? Not true. It's the same level suffix as by us. I don't care, but it's worse. You're making it worse, not better. Rashi said over here that even if it's chalukri or chayil, it has to be within the tainus. No, it has to be. Over there, it's chal not possible. Yeah, listen to what you're saying. I had him this before. Trust me. I walked all the way from my house to share. What do you think I thought about? The Furman's going to ask me this. Yeah. Exactly by tachanat givat tachmoshet. Yeah. You're not listening to what I'm saying. It's a mistake you're making. It's pumpfakert. Over there, the chalala can't be emes. Nothing to talk about chalukka. If chalukka needs to be emes, for whatever reason it is, it can't be. Over here, Rashi apologized. Rashi said that maybe you'll tell me that it's realistic. Says, Rashi, no, it has to stem with your tiny soul. It's pumpfakert. There, the ball game's over. There, it can't be emes on any level. There's no way. You didn't hear what I said? They're exactly the same psak sofik. Just Rashi over here apologized and said that even though in reality it could be that the talus belongs to both, but it has to stem with the tainus. So it doesn't get squeezed in. Again, you have to get into your head of a Furman that they're exactly the same psak. It's moment hamoto basafik cholke. Now, if I need to be emes over there, it can't be emes. Over here, if I care, Rashi said a chiddush that even though over here it could be emes, Rashi threw in that the balta sofa came from the tainus. It's not nothing. It has to be the tainus. Over there, right, it's pumfakir. It doesn't, the guy didn't say any tainus. It has to be at least a reality that it could be. Over here, Rashi hit it on another requirement. It's pumfakir, the way he's saying. It's pumfakir. It's just the opposite. If you need chalukri chalas emes over there, there's no possibility. So the ball game's over. Over here, there is a possibility. Just Rashi says, no, it's not enough that there's a possibility. It even has to stem with your tainus. And by any Iraqi, it doesn't stem with your tainus. I don't see a tariff on the kasha. Elamai. All right. Go to Ricky Baker. I'm not finished yet. But before everything, Elamai, we go to Ricky Baker. As well as the Shana Rashi, why Nirek is not because you're better. And the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi went with a very far-fetched knas, even to cancel the $100 that's Father Yos. Rabbanan said, no. We don't give Vade Rame. So then the kasha is a catastrophe also. What's the Teretz? Over there, also the guy's about the Rami if he's a Bori Bori. We don't give other Ramis. So once I heard Rav Asher, he said, I'm Mori the Gavard, listen carefully. Yesh Lachkor, why when a guy's about the Rami, we don't give him the few Rashi? Rashi says, about the Rami, we don't give. We'll go with the Biki Vega, listen to the Lomda Shashayla. The Pshad is because we don't give lawyers. So the Knasaza, we don't give lawyers. Lawyers, we don't give. Lawyers are Royce. Yeah? If that's true, then there's a catastrophe. By an Iraq T, you don't give the guy, why not? Because he's a liar. We don't give liars. You're also the guy's a liar. He says those before, he says those after. Even by Bari Bari. He's a liar. Liars, we don't give. Lawyer. I don't know. What could be the mistake? Well, okay, that's one answer. Yeah. Okay, you happy with that? None of you shine anymore, by the way, because all of you shine to speak out that in all the cases, even Bart said, okay, fine. I watched that keep of Bart, he said, Yish Lachkor. By the way, the reason why I'm saying this shtickle is besides the maker kasha that I'm asking. One second. besides the mega cash, one second. I also want to bring out, why talk about the Rami? Don't we give you the RFP? Why talk about us? You could learn. We don't give lawyers. It's a form of kanas. If that's a shot, so it's very shreyos. So they also don't give lawyers unless you say we're leaving me ein chal, which is not clear what it is. Yeah. Zucker of Usher, but it could be the pshat of Adarama is a different pshat. It's the Rabbam de Shavar. It's not the pshat that we don't give lawyers. We don't give lawyers. A liar. Manish Lishi, you're a liar. You're a liar. We don't give you. We don't give lawyers. Here also, you're a liar. Somebody lied. We're out. Pshat's different. Pshat is that you can't use lying to get a chelik. We're not going to allow you to use a lie as a taina to get you a chelik. Yeah, that's the word of Adarama. Somebody's lying here? Then I can't use your taina to give you half. Not that pshat is a rule or punishment as that. Bezdin doesn't give money to lawyers. The word's not a word of, I don't give money to lawyers. The word is, you can't use your sheker to get your chelik. If that's the pshat, then there's a simple teretz. In the case of sumchas, it's b'li taina same yesh sofik. So you will yell at me and say, what do you mean? Rashi holds it's equal. Yeah, it's, of course it's equal. They're equal levels of suffix. They're equal levels of suffix, but there's two ways how a suffix happens. Sometimes a suffix happens from tainus. Sometimes a suffix happens from what? From the event. Rashi was the one who held, they're all the same level. You can't say it's different levels. You can't say here ini chaluka, those happens here not. It's the same chaluka. They're the same level suffix. But the suffix came from two different places. Said Rabbi Shomari de Gazach. What's the problem with Vader Ramay? People who are lawyers, we're not going to allow you to use lies to get a half. In the case of sukkahs, you're not using a lie to get a half. You're using the situation to get a half. Ah, we said that Rashi doesn't hold of it. What do you mean Rashi doesn't hold of it? Rashi did, just said that the two levels of sukkahs. Tesis was the one who was mechadish that believed that the same is a mega suffix that has different sets of rules. I don't care about MS, I don't care about any of these different suffix. Rashi doesn't hold of it. Rashi holds all the same suffix. Find me a suffix, we say afleku. Shabbat and Batalis is a suffix. Sukkahs is a suffix. But on my side, the latest of suffix is two different suffixes. Over here, the latest esophagus is from the taina, and over here, the latest esophagus is from the event. Said Rabbi Asher, what does Vade Rami mean? Vade Rami means we don't give liars, so then they're both the same. You don't give liars, you don't give liars. But if the word is that you can't use a lie to get, that's only when the lie is getting it. Your taina is the one who's getting it. In the case of over there, your lie is not the one who's getting it. The situation is giving you a chalukah. Then I don't care if you're a liar. And that brings us to a very, very, brings us to a very, very tifa hakira. What is the problem of Vade Rami? If the problem is that in a chalukah chalas emes, then it's a steer to sumchas. And I don't have a teretz, because you can't over there to make a sumchas. If it's the side of Ramai, then I can clear what's the problem of Ramai. The problem of Ramai is we don't give liars, then by this, sure. If the problem is you can't use a lie to get your half, then over there, you're not using the lie to get your half, you're getting the half machmas the matzud. And that will be a mishmak araya that Rashi learned like a Riki Vegar, A. And B, he learned a new understanding of what the problem of Vade Ramai is. Like I said, tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, we're going to do the grand finale of Shnei Mirzim with the Rivoah inside. Pay close attention to what we're going to do.